This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, so yesterday I opened the show and I was... I don't know if it was an anger, an angstiness or something about, because I had just kind of watched a few minutes of the Joe Rogan Experience interviewing vaccine sycophant.
Angstiness?
Angstiness. Yeah, angstiness? You know, it's just like, you just feel a little unclean, right? If you listen to like these pro-vaccine, they commit sins of omission, right? Sometimes you'll say they're outright lying. A lot of times they're lying by omitting things, by saying things that are maybe partly true, but they leave out very important factors, very important points. And, you know, also to have any of my fellow Americans calling for censorship, it's just a little disgusting to me, a little bit off-putting. I throw up a little bit of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? And who's calling for censorship more than anybody? The religious, vaccine-worshipping leftists of academia, and, of course, the politicians that support them, or the mindless dummycrats, and occasionally mindless Republicans that basically say, hey, we got to stop this thing. You know, we can't have people talking about vaccines in unapproved ways. We have an official story to get out there, and y'all are mucking it up. And so, you know, Rogan, who I give credit for, I think he's a free thinker. I haven't done, you know, I've only watched his show three times, not totally, but, and it seems like he's a fair-minded guy, but there were certain things that he said that got me a little upset too. It's like, you know, buying into the whole vaccine thing. But who am I to say this? Most people bought into it. I bought into it as a child growing up through my early 20s before actually 19. I gave up on modern medicine. Let me just be honest. 19 years old. That was it for me. Other than surgical interventions, if you have to have them, I get it. There are reasons for it. But other than that, you know, and not everybody's here yet with us, Super Don. And I got to remember that, I guess. And so as we do commentary in this opening segment on the interview from Joe Rogan yesterday with Hotez, until he invites me on, I've got to take advantage of the opportunity we have to give our perspective for people. Is that okay, Super D? Do you approve of that?
Allow it this one time.
Okay. So let's dive headlong in. By the way, we have Michelle Cotterman scheduled today. We're going to talk about health freedom issues. Medicare covering chiropractic in Ohio. Is that a good thing? We'll find out. Josh Hendricks is going to join us from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. We've got some major hemp updates, including in West Virginia. What about Gottlieb leaving the FDA? What does this mean for hemp and CBD, if anything? And who's going to take over the FDA temporarily? Oh, that's going to be interesting. Also, we've got GMO soybean oil that's not GMO, apparently. Another lie. We got FDA-approved GMO salmon. We got so much to do today. So let's dive in. Hotez, Californication of the vaccination paradigm. He is really upset because he's just an academician. And clearly, we are a media empire. Clearly. And listen to the soft-spoken man in the bow tie as he's razzle-dazzling Joe Rogan yesterday on this.
Let's be clear. The anti-vaccine lobby owns the internet right now. What does that mean? What that means is they've put out now, by some estimates, 500 anti-vaccine websites, so that every time you put the word vaccine into a search engine, whether it's Yahoo or Google, you're going to get anti-vaccine misinformation.
We own the internet, Super Don.
Damn. You know, listen, I keep hearing all these, we own the internet, we're Russian bots, Putin is paying us. I mean, man, talk about conspiracy theories, man.
Yeah, 500. Now, how many websites are there on planet Earth? Millions? Is that safe to say this point?
Yeah, probably.
500 of them, he claims, are anti-vax. Now, how many of them are actually anti-vax? This is the big question, because remember, this is a kind of a CIA coined term, just like conspiracy theorist. It's to get you not to think about what's being presented. Are truly all of those 500 sites anti-vax, or are they simply questioning vaccine safety science? Or are they questioning aspects of efficacy? Are they questioning the necessity for an HPV shot and pro-vaccine? No delineation, no differentiation. And then he goes, oh, man, Facebook, Twitter, social media, it's all over the place. But let's not stop there. This is where he was all butthurt about his book. He's so pissed off at Amazon. You can't believe what happened with Amazon. Give a listen to Peter Otez on Joe Rogan.
Look at the Amazon site. I mean, it's incredible. So my book, this book, the good news is it's the highest rated pro-vaccine book on Amazon.
Woo-hoo.
The bad news is overall it's ranked about 20 because there's 19 other phony baloney anti-vaccine books. So the Amazon is the biggest purveyor now of anti-vaccine books.
So there are 19 books ahead of Peter Otez on vaccination, and they're all phony baloney because he's butthurt about it. And, you know, how many of those 19 books, if you went through the list, are actually, once again, truly anti-vaccine? And if they are, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm asking seriously. You go through the list. If your definition, Otez, like many that are pro-vaccine sycophant fanaticists, is you simply ask questions about safety or efficacy, one or any or all, that you're anti-vaccine, then, of course, you're not intellectually engaging. You don't want to discuss reality. You want to promote a propagandistic view of the world. You want to paint a picture that you don't want anybody to question. You don't want anybody to discuss, anybody to debate. And if you doubt me, get ready when he starts calling for censorship. But every book except his on the vaccine issue is phony baloney, right? What else do we have in our arsenal besides 500 websites and a media empire?
Wait, it gets even worse. Then you also have now they've become politicized. They have political action committees in multiple states lobbying state legislators about with plying them with false information about what vaccines do.
False information. False information. Is that it? Is that you are the arbiter now, Otez? It's a bunch of parents that finally got together and said, you know what? There are a lot of us. There are a lot of us here that have injured children, and we believe it's the vaccines. Otez might disagree. Everybody might disagree in the vaccine religion, but it doesn't matter. Isn't a political action committee, people getting together to make political hay, isn't that an American thing? Now it's like, whoa, we got a limit. We got to limit that. I mean, if the PAC is pro-vaccine, okay. I mean, really, he's a crybaby, as most everybody is in the pro-vaccine community at this point, claiming that we're a media empire. What about the fact that you own the rest of the media, the entire government complex, and, of course, Big Pharma is behind you?
And the problem is we don't have a robust system of pro-vaccine advocacy to counter it.
What? You own the media. The mainstream media is all yours.
Wow. They have got the biggest propaganda machine known to man.
Known to man. Big government, big media, big pharma colluding against parents. And, of course, doctors and scientists who are questioning one thing, maybe 100 things about the vaccine. But it's not enough. It's not enough. I mean, this is like Wall Street. How many yachts do you need to water ski behind, right? Peter Otez, how much of the media do you still yet not own? All of it? No, it's not enough. Where else does he go?
So we don't really hear as much as we need to from the federal government, from the CDC, from the Surgeon General. So unfortunately, in this country, the defense of vaccines falls to a handful of academics like myself.
Well, all right. So he's going, oh, my poor little me, the academic that I am. So he goes on and on about the major media empire that we are. It's just astonishing that he gets away with this. Rogan finally starts calling him out a little bit. Not as much as we would, a little bit, but give a listen. He'll finally chime in here.
First of all, some of this anti-vaccine media empire needs to be dismantled.
Dismantled. And who's to say whether they're wrong or right? Like, shouldn't, I mean, it seems like there should be some sort of a debate, right? Like, if there's someone who's saying that there's some evidence a vaccine causes autism, and you're saying there's no evidence that vaccines cause autism, there should be a debate where there's some sort of a monitored conversation. Mm-hmm. Where you can have you versus someone else and break this down.
Now, that's very reasonable of Joe Rogan, okay? He got in there and goes, hey, why can't you have a debate? Now, you all probably know where Hotez is going to go here, right? False legitimacy. We don't want to give them any props or credit. We're gonna give them legitimacy if we even talk to them, right? The basic concept of winning an argument through debate, intellectual discussion, no, we can't do that. Give a listen to Hotez. He fills the void.
Yeah, but that's a two-edged sword, too, because, you know, then it gives some false legitimacy to the anti-vaccine side.
Right? Don't talk to us. We're not real.
How do you avoid debate?
Yeah.
You become a skeptic. Yeah. And you just go, you know what? No, you know, it's a waste of time even discussing this with you, so I'm just not going to discuss it with you.
Yeah. So, you know, he goes on, and Rogan says, basically, you know, don't you want to have a forum to delegitimize them, right? I mean, it's a good point. I'm not even going to play the clip, but it's a good point. It's like, you know, what you're saying is, wouldn't you rather just take them on? But, of course, they don't. They can't, because they lose every time the debate goes into real science, validated peer-reviewed studies, or the lack thereof. So, what do? We resort to censorship.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, part of what has to be done is, I mean, and this gets into all sorts of First Amendment issues, and I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, the idea that Amazon now is putting out all of these phony books and phony documentaries.
Well, they're just a distributor, right?
I mean, yeah.
They don't have to go over every book that they sell with a fine-tooth comb.
Well, but maybe they should.
Maybe they should. And then he backs off, well, maybe not a fine-tooth comb, but a tooth comb. We should have scientism officers screening these books. For what? He didn't use the word censorship. He's like, well, you know, First Amendment, but I'm not a lawyer. Really? Really?
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Y'all, Marvin Martian is right. Yeah. This Hotez, and again, his ilk, and I'm going to say it that way. The people in the scientism community, the skeptic community, they do not want to engage in legitimate debate discussion about the scientific rationale for or against vaccines, or even to modify the schedule, slow it down, what's in it, what's not in it, because they lose every time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, we're on the air 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We got some changes coming up next week. All of y'all that are used to listening to me 7 to 9 in the evening, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, we're going to be 3 to 5 in the afternoon, Eastern Time, noon to 2 Pacific, starting Monday the 18th. So y'all change your dials. Whatever you got to do, plug us in. Go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, and we'll get you plugged in, keep you connected to it. Archives still available, still YouTubing it out there, and still our home and broadcast radio syndication on Sundays, GCN, Genesis Communications Center. Did I say that right? GCN Live. Anyway, you get it. So, Michelle Cotterman is back with us, Health Freedom Ohio, and she was just saying how Hotez doesn't make her angry. Marvin Martian was a little angry at the end of that, but... You find it more absurd and onion-like in the claims that he makes. I call them often sins of omission. You know, I think when he was asked about what's in a vaccine or something, Joe Rogan asked him, what's in the liquid? And it's like, oh, it's just antigens and saline. Really?
Yeah, that's
all?
He said it's basically salt water and an antigen. And, you know, but I laughed so hard when he said that because the reality is that when I was an ignorant nurse, before I even opened the package insert or looked at the ingredients list, that's literally what I thought. So either he has never looked at what's in a vaccine, or he's trying to intentionally lie to people.
Right. Well, and it's hard to say. I mean, I don't know the man, and he seems like it's just a hard thing. When we look at what they're doing and we perceive the evil, whether it's intentional or not, certainly, they're, to some degree, they're true believers. And that's why I have to say, it's not science, it's scientism. Liam Sheff would once in a while he would say sci-fiantism. It's like science fiction. Many of them actually believe it. And so they're on a crusade. They're on a mission. And part of that mission is, in violation of freedom of speech, is to say, hey, we need people to review those phony baloney books. They shouldn't be allowed to be sold anywhere, much less on Amazon. So if people who we're opposed to are calling for censorship, you know their argument is not strong at all. In fact, it's very weak. Or else they wouldn't. They go, hey, read the books. They're absurd. They're patently absurd. Look at all the things that are wrong. And we would point them out. They can't do it. So they yell and scream at us. And Michelle, you know, you've been on the receiving end of some of this as a health professional even.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. If the only argument that you have is to do ad hominem attacks or censorship, then you're already calling out your position as being completely bogus. You have nothing to argue with. You know the science isn't on your side, and you cannot argue the points that your opposition has. So the only solution then you have is to say, oh, we have to censor them. What they're saying is complete, it's such nonsense that nobody should be privy to what they're saying.
Well, and then the point is, if it is that much nonsense, you'd want them reading at it and laughing at it. You know, like we point out the absurd nonsense of Hotez and his claims. It's like, we don't mind. Yeah. We don't need that censored. In fact, the more you speak out, the more foolish you look. The more people come and say, maybe even Joe Rogan says, maybe this guy doesn't know all that he says he knows.
Did you hear the part where Joe Rogan said, I don't get a flu shot?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hotez was very upset about that. You really need to.
I didn't like to hear that at all.
And then the whopper on that was like, well, because he brought up the fact that it doesn't always match the strains. And, of course, Hotez plays the party line of, even if it doesn't match the strain, it's still helpful. It'll still make it so you don't die. I'm like, mm-hmm. On what basis do you make that claim? What study, pray tell, before that vaccine came out or even in aftermarket surveillance that validates the wrong strains altogether, protecting you from anything, even death from flu, that it's not, it's beyond belief what they're saying.
Calm down, Robert. Joe Rogan did a really good job putting him in his place on that.
Okay. I'll give him props there.
He was like, I'm a healthy guy. I've had the flu. And I was like, I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a big deal. So, you know, it's just what Peter Hotez is pushing is just that false narrative. And they want to talk about how what we're saying is misinformation. But in fact, we're talking about the upcoming and recent emerging science from peer-reviewed journals. And all they're talking about is propaganda soundbites. Mm-hmm. Vaccines are safe and effective. They save lives. They're the best advancement known to man. They're not actually talking about and engaging in the science.
That's the irony. I'm an academician. I'm a scientist. All of these things are appeals to authority. Or I would say appeals to authoritarianism. Yep. Homie, don't play that game. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michelle Cotterman's with us, at least another segment. We have Josh Hendricks. We're talking hemp CBD next hour, and also organic standards, GMOs sneaking into the food supply. But right now, Michelle's going to reveal some interesting things about Medicare and chiropractic, and even more perhaps on the vaccine issue. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the notes.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man accused of running a large college admission scam is admitting he's guilty. William Singer is pleading guilty to charges of racketeering, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors claim Singer paid out $25 million in bribes to help rich parents get their children admitted to top colleges. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there will be a vote in the Senate on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border.
It'll all come to a head on Thursday. The clock runs, and the vote will occur on Thursday.
The FAA says it has no evidence that would warrant the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX airliner after last weekend's crash in Ethiopia. The agency says it's been reviewing all the data on the popular jet, but hasn't found any systematic performance issues that would prove to be a basis for grounding the planes. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, guys, Gates and World of Health Talk Radio is on. Michelle Cotterman from Health Freedom Ohio, healthfreedomohio.org. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. So we got a lot to talk about. Michelle went to Washington, D.C. and saw the phony hearings with Ethan Lindenberger and others, and we'll get to that. But I'm intrigued about this Ohio state bill. All right. Now, this is a mix of federal and state stuff, and I'm not sure where this is all going, but this guy, P. Scott Lipps, District 62, primary sponsor of this General Assembly bill titled Regards Medicaid Coverage of Chiropractic Services. And, Michelle, I'll just be honest with you. The less the government has to do with any kind of health care, the happier I am, but we also have a populace on every level so
kind of convinced that the only way they can get stuff is through third-party payers called insurance schemes. But what's going on in Ohio here? What is your perspective? What's the word on the street? And what's your perspective as a healthcare provider as well?
Well, this is in my opinion, this is a common sense piece of legislation. It is increasing the access to Medicaid recipients in the state of Ohio to chiropractic services. So right now, a patient on Medicaid can only see a chiropractor for very limited covered services and only if a medical doctor refers them to one.
The gatekeepers.
And the medical doctor gets to define the care that they receive from the chiropractor. So this bill will remove the medical doctor as the gatekeeper for chiropractic services. It removes all restrictions on the services that will be available to the patient, and it increases the visits to up to 20 per year, and that allows the chiropractor to design the healthcare plan for the Medicaid patient.
Okay. So on that description, because, I mean, Super Don and I were talking earlier, he's like, you're going to come out against this, aren't you? I'm like, well, you know, fundamentally, philosophically, principally, you know, I want a separation of medicine and state. Here we're talking about Medicaid victims. Victims. Why do I call them victims? Because they're poor, and maybe they're not poor victims, but they're poor. Well, they're victims of the pharmaceutical state through Medicaid. And this, at least, is going to reduce some of the toxicity, helping them more holistically or integratively, and we don't have to have a medical doctor gatekeeper. So in the current system, in that context, Michelle, I hope people don't come at me and go, oh, you've abandoned principle. But I'd have to say in this current climate of Medicaid medical victims, I would much rather have them have the freedom to get a bunch of chiropractic visits any day of the week than going to get more drugs.
Yeah. So he said in his testimony today, he said that in 2015, that there were 85.5 prescriptions for every 100 Ohioans, and that resulted in 9.96 million opioid prescriptions in just one calendar year in Ohio alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is that the chiropractors, by and large, do not prescribe opiates, all right? They don't use opioid drugs.
No, they don't.
They
fix the problem.
Right. They look to fix underlying problems, neurological issues, interference, et cetera. But even beyond that, many doctors of chiropractic, the good ones we love, are schooled nutritionally as well. And they'll look at, hey, pro-inflammatory diets. Let's see. What can we do to modify that diet? Supplementing the diet with a non-toxic, you know, non-pharmaceutical something that will actually reduce the pain and inflammation, right? They're going to be supporters and utilizers of hemp-derived CBD. So that's a winning proposition for those that are stuck on Medicaid for, you know, any number of reasons. And so I am hard-pressed, Super Don, to find a way to come out against this bill other than on principle. And I'll let it go for now. I'm not in Ohio.
Now, Robert, even if – so, like, let's say that a chiropractic office does have, like, a licensed registered dietitian on staff, they could provide nutritional counseling to a patient as well, and that would be considered covered under Medicaid as the bill stands. Now, if it gets amended, they could take that out and kind of weaken it a little bit. But, you know, unless somebody really just wants to protect their own interests, I cannot see why anyone would stand in opposition of this bill.
Well, medical doctors feel like they're going to lose some of their fair share of their monopoly, right? I'm not pleased that the chiropractors went the way of the allopaths in terms of licensure and wanting to have that same salute me, I'm a doctor context. And some of the, well, the majority of chiropractic schools now require vaccination for entry into those schools, so it tells you how much they've abandoned their principles. But again, by and large, I think it's a better proposition if you're going to be poor and covered through taxpayer-supported Medicaid. I would much rather have you go to a chiropractor. So, Super Don, come on, beat me up because somebody's going to. You abandon your principles, and you didn't come out lock, stock, and barrel against this.
You're just in that kind of a mood today, that's all. Yeah.
Well, you saw yesterday with that with that one thing you put up on Facebook on our page, and people are going, Robert Scott Bell abandoned us. He has sold out to Big Pharma. I'm like, what? When did this happen?
Dude, you know, you are so right. That was just insane. And I had the same thing last night. I went to go check the Facebook, and I'm like, what are these comments? And man, some people are just like, oh, Robert Scott Bell, you are possessed by the devil. you know, somebody actually made the comment that somehow someone must have gotten your huevos in a vice grip,
right? Yeah.
And was leading you around by the nose, you know, to become a pro-vaccine person. I'm just like,
no, my wife doesn't do that. She would never want me to be pro-vaccine.
Yes.
Just saying. Did you see that, Michelle? It's crazy talk. I mean, people don't.
I'm going to go look for that because I missed it.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the reason why. It's because, when we talk about stories on this show, if it's a ridiculous, stupid story that we mock and make fun of, I'm going to post the stories that we talk about. Well, what people did was they read the headline, and the story was about the study that came out saying that children that get the MMR vaccines have a lesser amount of autism, right? And so I posted the story, and because they saw the headline, they suddenly thought that Robert now believed that the MMR vaccine cures autism. And it's just like, what? Yeah. You obviously don't listen to this show. I mean, if you listen to the show, you would know what it is that we're talking about, you know? But it's these hit-and-run people that just read a headline and jump to a conclusion.
Anyway, Michelle is here to confirm that I have not sold out to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And again, it was ludicrous, absurd. But again, I don't understand why people follow a page that says it's a radio show and they never listen. And then they go, you posted something, I hate you. Like, what is that?
Anybody who listens to this show knows that the articles you post on your page are the ones that you're discussing on the show.
But you think, but there are a few morons out there. I'm sure they mean well, but that's just how I feel. I don't have a filter for that. I'm not into censorship. And I said, you know what? Just listen to the show. Just listen to the show. So, but you get my perspective, Michelle, on this whole Medicaid thing. I mean, we're in a disastrous situation where for generations now, we've looked to the government to solve a crisis that they've created by interfering in the marketplace of ideas of innovation in terms of healthcare, going back to the Flexner Report of 1910, at least, to where we are today. And my argument is if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it, or you're doomed to be controlled by those who rewrite the history books. And the healthcare crisis, as it's been called for a long time, is not due to a free market. Freedom didn't cause this problem. Government intervention did. Monopoly Protection Acts did. And even licensure to some degree does, because it doesn't protect the public by and large. It protects an economic monopoly from any intervention in their marketplace.
It's really interesting that you bring that up because they had a testimony today from Buckeye Institute, and they were talking about the healthcare issues in the state of Ohio, and one of the topics that came up was licensing being a restriction preventing access to modalities. That was a really profound message, and I think it went unnoticed because most people are so sold on allopathic medicine and prescription pharmaceuticals that they don't realize that there are other modalities available that we don't get access to through the Medicare, Medicaid program. And that's why this House Bill 102 is so profound, is because it is granting full-on access to Medicaid patients to chiropractic services.
Right. And, of course, in my principled world, I would say dismantle all of that and let freedom ring. Let the healers heal. Let all the homeopaths do their thing, the chiropractors, the naturopaths, the allopaths. Let them hang their shingle, not to deceive the public, but they be honest about what they do. There's still basic common law statutes regarding fraud, if I said that correctly, that you don't need this apparatus. You don't need licensure. You need the ability to hold people liable for basically deceiving you or if they injure you, and if there's not fully informed consent. But right now, we are topsy-turvy inside out and upside down. So if we were able to free up all the healers to heal, the prices would come down, innovation would go up, and then obviously, in my mind, deaths to modern medicine would almost disappear, the third leading cause of death, because now it would have to compete in a marketplace where there is a freedom to communicate, First Amendment fully activated. We can talk about minerals in the food that are lacking and how if we replenish them, we can reverse something like, diabetes, for instance, very readily, rapidly. And that, of course, eliminates a multi-billion-dollar industry in managing diabetes, right? Or the vaccine-preventable, as they call them, infections, how we can utilize homeoprophylaxis without harm we can minimize the worst of the worst in those scenarios and probably protect the vast majority of those who might have died due to other pre-existing compromising immune system conditions that allopathic medicine precipitates. And when they give them the drugs to manage the symptoms, they actually destroy the very things the body is trying to do to keep these people alive. But that kind of thing is not happening in the media. And in our new long format version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, I think we're going to go deeper into discussion on some of these, Michelle.
Hey, the more you can talk about and the deeper you can get into an issue, the better we all are in the end.
I'm looking very, very forward to this. And looking better in the end is always good. You want a good looking tushy when you're walking around, right? Isn't that right? So, that's just me being me. So, anyway, Michelle, do you want to hang around for the, till the top of the hour, or you got dinner you got to make? I don't want to take you from family, you know.
I just made dinner actually while I was talking to you, so
wow,
I can
impressive. You know what? Super moms are awesome. They just do things that we men, mere mortals, could not conceive of. Of course, I'm overgeneralizing, but I'll take it because I know my own limitations, and I think Super Don does too. All right, let's take a break. We're going to be back. Let's talk about the new head, or at least temporary chief of the FDA, replacing Scott Gottlieb. We'll get Michelle's perspective on that as well. And then we'll be over to her house for dinner, since hers is ready and mine's not. All right, go to robertscottbell.com. Check out Health Freedom Ohio. The link's in the show notes. You can go there. They're linked up. And I'll be able to show you next week on the screen, too.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. And link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Michelle Cotterman's going to hang out till the top of the hour. She's cooked dinner while she's doing this show, something I could not do. I am in awe. I am humbled before you, Michelle. And I think Super Don's probably feeling a little intimidated, too. Super D, could you do dinner and make dinner while you're doing the show? I don't think you could.
Probably not. That would be a challenge, for sure.
Yeah. It's not that I don't have confidence in Super Don. I know he's a guy. I'm a guy. Yes, there's a difference between men and women. It doesn't mean that a guy can't do it. But, okay. All right. We get into controversial territory when we talk about two different, genders in that regard. But, let's lay it out. What gender is, let's see, the new appointee to temporarily head the FDA, Dr. Ned Sharpless. Sharpless? Dr. Ned Sharpless. Yeah, he's a week after Gottlieb resigned, he's supposedly the head of the NIH Cancer Division, which directs billions in federal funding and grants for research. How many of those billions, or hundreds of millions, or millions, or I don't know, pennies, was thrown toward nutrition in regards to cancer, toxicity in regards to cancer? Is this another pharmaceutical funder, if you will, through artificial government agencies? Do you know anything about this NCI, the National Cancer Institute, Michelle?
I don't know anything about this person, but I don't know. I couldn't have been Judy Mikovits, for example. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't she be our new head of the FDA?
True. I would put Dr. Ron Paul in the head of it, and he'd shut it down. That would be even better. But, yeah, so Sharpless has been with the at NCI since October of 2017, previously a professor and administrator of UNC Chapel Hill, where he also earned his medical degree in 1993. Interestingly enough, that was when the NCCAM, National Center for Complementary Alternative Medicine, was getting its start, and my mentor was actually asked to be on a panel to look at research into alternative medicine. How did that go? Well, as soon as it could, it was corrupted and swallowed up and jumbled out, and it became a phony place for containing alternative medicine, not promoting it.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. A lot of history there in the 90s, I remember. We don't go to very often, but I'm just, you know, I'm looking at on the federal level. See, I see what you're doing on the state level. There's more context, there's more interaction, there's more success. That's what federalism is. But when the federal government controls billions or hundreds of billions of dollars, and those who lobby heaviest, who have the most money to do so, end up getting the lion's share of the spoils, so to speak, to promote an agenda that is never look at cancer truly with integrity, that it is a deficiency and toxicity disease.
Yeah, after attending the Senate Health hearing on March 5th, I'm pretty much convinced that everything the federal government does is to benefit the industry, whether it's the medical industrial complex or it's big ag or it's the oil gas industry. They don't represent the people on the federal level. They represent industry. And they also stage all of those hearings. They're phony. They're completely staged. It's all Hollywood all the time on the Hill.
All scripted, yeah.
All scripted.
Super Don, help me find out if there's anything on the level of the federal government that the FDA does is actually constitutional. I mean, I can't find a basis for a Fear and Death Administration. You laugh.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there's definitely some things going on there that I know are not. Is there anything that they do that is? That's a good question.
Is, right? Authorized by the Constitution. Look, end the Fed, end the Med, and then let's get back to healing on a local level. If you want to promote agendas of the study of science, because I think there's mention of science at the federal level, but again, how to fund it? How is it not a tool for corporate welfare, basically, rather than true innovation, right? If you control the flow of dollars like Tony Fauci does for billions of dollars for how many years, he's like more powerful than the president in terms of how much money he controls. And this is the kind of thing we're dealing with. So why not like a Judy Mikovits or, a doctor who's integrative to head the FDA and then dismantle it? I think that would be awesome, Michelle. What do you think?
I could support that. I think that we need to start bringing more alternative practitioners to the table to discuss healthcare in this country. We've seen what the Flexner Report has delivered us over the last 100 years.
I think we need to make medical doctors. I think we need to make medical doctors the alternative medicine. That would be a lot safer. All right, Michelle Cotterman, you are awesome. Go have a wonderful dinner. Sorry I can't join you. I would be hungry, but that'll wait another hour. We got a whole other hour healing to go. CBD on tap, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.